Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you as always.
Good to see you too.
Last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't you clear things up?
Yes, I said start with the NATO phonetic alphabet words Delta and Oscar. Rearrange these 10 letters to name something you might put a coin into and a place where you might do it. What is the thing and what is the place?
I think my Mortal Kombat days came in handy here for arcade and slot.
That is correct. All right, Ian, April 11th, 1986 was the last day that the Kellogg Company offered public tours of its cereal factory in Battle Creek, Michigan. They ended the 80-year tradition when they feared spies from rival manufacturers were sneaking in with the tourists and stealing company secrets.
No one ever suspects General Mills.
In remembrance of that once great tradition, this week our quiz is about breakfast cereals.
Okay.
First up, in 1927, what cereal began its long-standing association with the sports world when it debuted its slogan, "The Breakfast of Champions," on the wall of a minor league baseball field in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Those are Wheaties.
Wheaties is correct. And the first athlete on a box of Wheaties was Lou Gehrig in 1934, and the first woman athlete on the box was Babe Didrikson Zaharias in 1935.
Huh.
First appearing in stores in 1964 with four colored marshmallow shapes amongst its oat pieces, what cereal temporarily added green pine tree-shaped marshmallows in 1990 to promote Earth Day?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. They are magically delicious. And as a part of that promotion, you could submit proofs of purchase, and they would send you a blue spruce sapling. Because,
okay.
Because why not? In one of the longest continuously running TV ad campaigns, what cereal featured a young boy played by actor John Gilchrist and his two older brothers?
That was Life.
It is Life. And, of course, the young boy, his name was Mikey, and Gilchrist reprised his role in the 1980s with Mikey as a college student. More familiarly known by his military title, what cereal mascot's first and middle name are, according to a 2013 Wall Street Journal article, Horatio Magellan?
Cap'n Crunch.
Cap'n Crunch is right. And in that same Wall Street Journal article, in jest, of course, the U.S. Navy said they had no record of Cap'n Crunch ever serving and that the NCIS was investigating him for impersonating a naval officer. And finally, what public radio show often features commercials from fictional cereal companies, including, and I'll do my best impression here, "Mournful Oatmeal is the cereal that works from within you to bring out your innate powers of resignation. Wherever you go, there you are."
That has to be a Prairie Home Companion.
It is a Prairie Home Companion. And one of my other favorite cereal commercials is Narco Bran Flakes. It contains a powerful muscle relaxant. Suddenly, I feel really, really good.
That's a pretty good impression.
Thank you. Have you ever been on a box of Wheaties? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you want to chew over a second round of Crunch Berries, visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at the show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the cereal brand Grape Nuts. Change one letter to an L, then rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, six letters in the first word, three letters in the second, of a handheld tool. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike will get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
Cheerio.